Britain fails on human rights again. A statement on behalf of the Families of the Time for Truth campaign. Because of this horrific pandemic, families across Ireland are fearful for their loved ones, their livelihoods and their communities. On top of this grave concern, families who lost loved ones during the conflict or who were injured now face the potential of British state again reneging on its human rights responsibilities. The timing of this British government release is deliberate. It is unethical and outrageous for a number of reasons, but we will have to examine the details first and foremost, as our families have not been afforded any preview or been given time to prepare. The initial information is very concerning though, as it would appear that this is a unilateral move by the British state to rewrite the Stormont House Agreement without consulting either our political leaders in the north of Ireland and the Irish government. It may also be an attempt to ignore public consultation in dealing with the legacy of the past. The Families of the Time for Truth campaign submitted nearly 15,000 of the 17,000 or so responses. We have taken to the streets in two previous mass demonstrations, and we may have to do that again when it is safe for us to meet and march. What is certain though is that thousands of victims and survivors across the country will be re-traumatised by the British state once again. What is also certain though is that our families will exercise our basic human rights and demand Article 2 compliant investigations for all victims and survivors regardless of their background or their creed. It will not be up to the British state to cherry pick which families should have a fair and just investigation, as we all should be equal before the law. That also means that there should be no preferential protections for Crown Forces and its agents. For too long, our families have known that the British state's strategy for dealing with the legacy of the conflict has been three-pronged: deny, delay, and death. It will deny its responsibilities for as long as it can, it will delay hand over information or will force our families through the courts, or it will hope that our family members die and campaigns flounder. Apparently the British state is at it again, but it can be rest assured that our families will fight tooth and nail for truth and justice.